Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Glad to have you back with us this morning as you're listening to the Burden and Blessing Podcast. We are continuing with our 40 Days of Hope series this morning. Pastor Mark Tiefel is joining me, and we're going to be considering Paul's words to Timothy. Mark, do you want to take us into our passage for today?
Yeah, sure. Our passage is 2 Timothy 2:19, and I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. But God's firm foundation stands, bearing this seal: the Lord knows those who are His. And let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. I think there's joy and hope in this passage because it tells us the right relationship with God as far as who is in control. This passage comes in a section of Timothy where Paul is warning Timothy about false teaching in particular. And it gets to verse 19 here and just brings Timothy back to the hope that regardless of what's happening around you, the Lord knows those who are His. And what Paul's telling Timothy here is that God is in control. Now, we should be diligent as Christians to keep an eye out for false teaching, if that's the context that we're in, or in our personal lives to be warned about sin and to stay away from it. And that's where the latter half of the passage comes in. Let everyone who names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Those are the things the Lord wants us to be involved with. He wants us to pay attention to those things. But at the end of the day, our hope is not that we have everything under control, not that we know the detail of every situation, but that we trust the Lord knows those who are His. And how blessed of a truth that will be in our day and age when we wrestle right now, this week, with so many things beyond our control, so many worries and concerns about what the future may hold, when the virus will be over, what the health of our family members will be, how we'll be able to maintain our relationships with one another. Let's think about those things. Let's work at those things. But at the end of the day, let's trust, as Paul directs Timothy to, the Lord knows those who are His. Where do you go on this passage, Nathaniel?
I agree with what you pointed out there, Mark. It is interesting that that phrase, it can be a message of fear or a message of hope, can't it? The Lord knows those who are His. In other words, we can't fool God.
Yeah, true.
You know, we can't act like, oh, you know, I am, but I'm really not. God knows what's on the inside. He knows the heart, like we read about in the Old Testament. So for the person who thinks they can pull the wool over the eyes of God, this is a stark reminder, no, you can't. God knows those who are His. But also, as you mentioned, that promise. Yes, God knows what we're going through. He knows what we're struggling with. He knows those who are His own. And this passage doesn't bring out the result of that, but the result is He will be with those who are His. He will continue to provide and care for those who are His because it is His plan to bring those who are His into that eternal kingdom, which Christ has opened for us through His death on the cross.
Let's close with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, help us to believe and to trust that You are in control, that You know those who are Your own. Give us hearts that focus in humility on what You have given us to do in our lives, especially when it comes to our spiritual lives. Let us be ones who depart from iniquity, who heed Your word and follow after that word. Let us be involved with the tasks to which You have called us, but at the end of the day, no matter what, lead us to trust that You are in control. Help us to be lowly and humble in our faith, and not to glorify ourselves in that regard, but to approach Your throne and to approach Your word with the intent to honor and glorify Your name. We ask for these blessings upon our day and upon the rest of our week. Amen.
Amen.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.